Like, what have you noticed about Ryan Tannehill at this point, and what more can you do with him now than you could during the season?
Well, I just think what we can do is do things better than we did a year ago, and I think, this time last year, I mean, he was coming into an NFL camp, not the starter, and just had a lot of growth, just getting caught up to the speed of the game. And if you remember the mini camps we had last year with him, he improved each mini camp, but the speed of the game was really what got him. I think he's adjusted to that obviously now, and my expectations for him are that he's going to keep getting better and better, which is what he's done through these OTAs, mini camps.
And in these OTAs, are you able to do more with him than you could in the last game of the season, perhaps?
He's doing more. I mean, as far as what he sees, he's doing things better. We did a lot last year. Maybe that was my fault. But he's doing things better than he did a year ago. There's not a whole lot of changes from that standpoint, from a protection standpoint, as far as him recognizing things. We have a few more concepts in. We want to push the ball down the field vertically, and so we have some of those in there more so than maybe we did a year ago. But from his standpoint, I don't think he notices a whole lot different from what he's done in the past, except that he's seeing the defenses. I think that's the biggest thing. Not so much the offense, but what he sees defensively.
And when you look at the offensive progress, I know, how much of the offense have you installed right now? Let me ask you that.
Probably about, you always save some, there's game planning, but we probably, have about 95% of what we're going to do during the season. We do way too much in these camps, but there's a reason for that. When we come back to preseason, we cut it back a little bit, but we want to be able to draw things off a shelf that we've already built. And so pretty much what we're going to do is a lot of the stuff the kids say, why are we doing this now? But it has relationships maybe to New England, maybe to what Buffalo is going to play or the Jets are going to play or Cleveland or Indy. And so we'll be able to pull things off of the shelf. So we've done a lot more. I mean, they have like 5 game plans worth of information at their disposal right now, whereas it's cut. When we play a game, it's 1/5 of what we're doing. So I think they'll be relieved when we get to game week and they won't have to practice all this or remember all this stuff on the spot.
Mike, what do you see as the biggest difference, Ryan Tannehill, year one to now?
I think just his recognition of what defenses and tents are. I mean, he can see the safety start to creep up or lean a certain way, or a linebacker, his depth from the line of scrimmage, from the heels of his defensive lineman, and determining whether we turn and protect there or do we go the other way because that guy's in coverage. I think more recognition of defense is even more so than what we're doing on offense. We threw the book at him last year in hopes that, he would get to a point like we are right now, where now he's just focusing not so much on the offense but on the defense.
And as far as the units of the offense, has any unit made, surprisingly good progress, running backs, tight ends?
I wouldn't differentiate one from the other. I think they've all had their days of good and days of not so good, me included. So we're a little bit too early to anoint anybody a group of the OTA or minicamp just yet.
Were you happy with the tempo of the offense and the way they're coming out from OTAs their first day of minicamp?
Yeah, today was actually, I was firing plays at them at the right there. I was trying to keep up with them because they were going. I said, hey, we got to get our tempo better. Coach Philbin's been making a point of that, and very impressed by how they finished. And, to do that at the end of practice at that high a tempo, I think, it was faster than I expected, so I'm very pleased with that result.
As far as the up-tempo.
Thank you for noticing.
The up-tempo offense, how much of a difference will it be to a fan? Will they be able to look and say, yeah, the Dolphins are doing things different, it's moving at a much more rapid?
Well, I think we were one of the leaders last year in no-huddle offense in the National Football League. I don't know if they'll see it. Execution is the bottom line. If we're executing it, yeah, they'll say that's pretty good. If we're not executing it, it doesn't matter what you do. So if you execute, yeah, maybe they notice we're executing better. That's really what I want them to see, more so than any flavor of the week.
Mike, you guys picked up Kyle Miller halfway through last year. How much progress has he made since last year, and how big of an advantage is it to have him?
He's made a lot of progress, as far as understanding and learning the offense. Still has a way to go in relationship to, how he's going to fit in. His excellent hands, but we were anxious to see him with pads on blocking. Really never got that opportunity last year because when we picked him up, we weren't doing a lot of hitting per se or scrimmaging. We were into the season, so I'm anxious to see him in camp and how he responds to the challenge of the contact of banging people, getting off the ground, then go run a vertical route. Can you do that? So we got to wait and see on him, and hopefully things will be good.
Mike, if Mike, if we're watching it and things are going right, what's one thing different we should notice from last year?
Well, I hope the fact that we get in the end zone a hell of a lot more than we did a year ago. Obviously, that was something that that held us back from being being the type of team that Coach Philbin wants us to be, and we need to score more points. We can't rely on the defense, so I think we need to score more points, and hopefully we'll find our way into the end zone.